You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a little bounce in the step of the American economy today, and all y'all can go right ahead and pat yourselves on the back. Said the Census Bureau this morning, retail sales for October came in way better than expected, up 1.7% from September, on top of big gains in July and August. And we're spending everywhere. Electronics, home and garden, online, gas stations too. But that last one, a 4% month-on-month increase in spending at gas stations, hints at something that's really important to understand about this big surge in retail sales. They're up, sales are, sure, but so too are prices. And those two things, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports to get us going, are connected.
I started this morning at my regular gas station, went inside to pay.
Wow, $4.19 a gallon.
It cost me about $1.50 more to fill up my tank today than last month. So in terms of retail sales, I didn't buy more. I just paid more for it. And this dynamic is driving about half the increase in retail sales right now. Because retail sales are reported in nominal dollars, which doesn't account for the effect of rising prices on those sales numbers. This hasn't been a big issue until recently, says Michael Pierce at Capital Economics.
Goods prices for a long time were basically stable. So we didn't really have to think too much about how inflation affected these numbers month to month. But obviously now we're seeing pretty extreme price gains. So yeah, once you adjust in real terms, it's not as good as it looks.
Just a 0.8% increase in real retail sales last month, which is still pretty darn good, says supply chain analyst Britton Ladd. He doesn't bother adjusting for price increases.
I look at it, what is the consumer's behavior showing? Are we still seeing a trend of consumers being willing to go out and spend?
And we have been willing, in spite of rising prices. Retail analyst Natalie Cutler at BDO says consumers know supply chains are messed up, products are delayed, and the holidays are coming, so many are shopping early, grabbing what they can, even if it's more expensive. But
the consumer's wallet is not infinite. Prices can go up only so much until the consumer says, enough is enough.
She predicts a pullback from the recent surge in retail sales once the holidays are behind us. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.